Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Newly born, nervous finger suffers hard fact chatterbox blues. Stop. Speed brings motion into politics, so what gets you there faster makes hard facts dominate. Stop. Human body breaks don't delay digital omniscience. If utter satellite feeds, time running out. Stop. High-flying public pudenda makes pure market frequencies ubiquitous. So what's the big deal given no chance be long? Stop. Untimely, intimate castaway corpse lubricates whole surface jam. Oh, top 40 rhythm, keep your hands off of me. Stop. Why make the world 22 minutes, twat, when 3 fluid minutes basta ya? Stop. Waste air makes matter move faster, matters not. If tasty on-air diddle gives a tickle fix, or stop dreaming, says famous sex therapist Dr. Ruth. Stop. Too many bloody microbes take time to wash out crash traffic through outhouse bodies through black box survive. Stop. Foster home sought for trench mouth forefinger. That's ouch finger trench mouth sought. This is not a test.
George Ruddy died today. Edward George Ruddy was the chairman of the board of the Union Broadcasting Systems, and he died at 11 o'clock this morning of a heart condition, and woe is us. We're in a lot of trouble. So, a rich little man with white hair died. What has that got to do with the price of rice, right? And why is that woe to us? Because you people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now. Because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us that Edward George Ruddy died. Because this company is now in the hands of CCA, the Communication Corporation of America. There's a new chairman of the board, a man called Frank Hackett, sitting in Mr. Ruddy's office on the 20th floor. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome god propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what will be peddled for truth on this network? So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a god amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves, because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.
Watch TV. I used to think that it was good for me.
Well, this reporter was possibly a little hasty earlier. We'd like to reaffirm his allegiance to this country and its human president. May not be perfect, but it's still the best government we have. For now.
You began a sentence a little while ago with, it's not a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise that rich white men don't care about poor black people, period. So they're not high on their list. They're not high on their list.
George, I love you, George.
They're not,
that's
I don't
nonsense.
Care if you love me or not. They're not high on the conscious or the subconscious list of those people who are in charge of things in this country. The owners, forget these foolish elections, the owners of this country don't care about the poor in general.
The owners of this country, what are we going... What, is this Karl Marx talking to me? The owners of this country are the voters of this country.
You're wrong about that, my friend.
Aren't the owners of this country the voters in this country who elected George Bush?
No, they're not. Listen, politics, these elections are a charade. It is a charade.
Oh, okay.
They are meant to... Well, I'll tell you, listen, just listen for a minute. Learn a little something. The elections and politicians are in place in order to give Americans the illusion that they have freedom of choice. You don't really have choice in this country.
Well, and let me ask you this about the looting. Would you agree that there was two kinds of looting? That there was the kind where people were desperate because they were starving and maybe were taking food out of a store, and then there are some people who were taking stereo equipment.
Yeah.
Would you agree that there was two kinds of looting?
Yeah, people were walking away with television sets.
Hey, would you agree that there was those two kinds of looting?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then is it not wrong for the president to issue an ultimatum that there was zero tolerance and thereby encourage his right-wing flacks in the liberal media to go ahead and say, this gives us license to suggest that we shoot people on sight, as if in the middle of this crisis, where so many people are dying already, what we need to do is shoot Tyrone because he's getting out of Circuit City with some soggy tweeters. I think Tyrone always had soggy tweeters, quite frankly.
I have an addendum to that. The real looting in this country takes place in the transfer of the wealth from the poor to the rich. I'm sorry that you don't like class and the truth, my friend, but you just stuck with it. And the poor have been systematically looted in this country. The rich have been made richer under this criminal, fascist president and his government.
Okay. You know, George, I think you know, do you know what fascism is?
Fascism,
you know what fascism
when it comes
is?
To America,
you know what Nazis
wear,
are?
Not wear, no, wait, yeah. sir. Wait,
you
sir. When fascism
are?
Comes
you know
to America, it will
are?
Not be in brown and black shirts. It will not be with jackboots. It will be Nike sneakers and smiley shirts. Smiley. The fascism. Germany lost the Second World War. Fascism won it. Believe
actually,
me, my friend.
And actually, fascism is when corporations become the government.
Yes.
And that's sort of what we have. And poverty has gone up.
So 17. This George, you think that looting is looting okay if there's no hurricane?
First of all, property.
Can you break into tweeters whenever you want?
We're talking about.
I have no problem with theft. May I be honest?
No
with
problem
you?
With theft.
I have no problem with theft. It's true.
I know. But wait a sec. We're talking looting. We're not saying, you know, this reminds me of the O.J. situation. It wasn't that O.J. was innocent. We all knew he killed his wife. Okay? It's not that looting is good. We all know looting is bad. It's the priorities. It's the fact that white people obsessed on one black guy getting away with a crime once when it had worked in reverse a billion times more. The same way they're obsessing about a few people getting away in the middle of this much bigger crisis. It's a matter of what's proportional.
Professor, without knowing precisely what the danger is, would you say it's time for our viewers to crack each other's heads open and feast on the goo inside?
Yes, I would, Captain.
Excuse me, Kermit. May I speak with you?
Sure, Sam. What you want?
I think you know why I am here.
Well, actually, Sam, to tell you the truth, I've never known why you're here.
I feel my job is to make sure this program is morally upright and cultural and wholesome.
You got your work cut out for you, Bird.
Now that was unwholesome. That was not cultural.
We've brought Kent on board to get an inside look at the future of America. Kent is the classic American youth, energetic and resourceful, spoiled, perverse, and disturbed. Would you say that's an accurate description, Kent?
Yep, sure.
Yeah, what do you call that haircut?
I don't know. Rock and roll.
Are you high right now, Kent?
Am I high?
Are you on drugs, or is this your naturally moronic self? Watch the drooly getting it all over the console.
I can't believe I'm here, man. Hey, does this thing really work?
You're sitting in a radio station, Kent. You're sitting in front of a live mic. When you speak, thousands of people hear your voice. It penetrates their minds.
Okay, no, listen, I wanna send that one out to Diamond Dave and Billy the bass player and all the babes at the Valley View Mall.
we're discussing America here tonight, Kent. You have any thoughts on that subject?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I broke your train of thought. Please keep going. This is exhilarating.
No, it's not like I'm not political or nothing, you know? I mean, I like Bruce. He's political.
Bruce Springsteen, yes, a very deep political thinker. He's a communist, isn't he?
Oh, he's from New Jersey.
His ex is pretty nice up there.
Mm-hmm. Who's ex?
Bruce's.
Bruce Springsteen's wife, yes, what about her?
Julianne. Hi, Julianne. She was a model. You know that bear? All those guys got models, Bear. I mean, Mick and Jerry, you know, Keith, Patty, Prince. Well, you know, Bear, models hang around with guys they think are coolest. Look at you, man. You're a big guy, and a famous star and all. And I mean, you got that fine babe right over there who works for you, man. So, hey, if you got some cash and you're cool, you get to have a model.
So you wouldn't call yourself a women's liber then, Kent, huh?
Yeah, I would, Bear. I mean, everybody being liberated, you know, women, South Africans, all those kind of people, you know. I mean, I saw a show about all that stuff, you know, about how, like, you know, revolution's a pretty important thing, you know. You're going to have a lot more revolutions when people get together, you know, and solidarity and that, and... You know, like that song by Megadeth? Pistols, but it was buying! Pistols, but it was buying! Hey, plus...
Who won't be able to stop it, Kent?
Big Brother? Government? Corporations? I mean, they're a bunch of fascists, you know? They want to control everybody's mind, I mean... But hey, freedom's an important thing, just like you always say, Bear. You say the best things, Bear. Listen to you all the time, man. You're great.
Kent, you're an idiot. I sincerely hope you do not represent the future of this country, because if you do, we are in sad shape.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push you around. You know, all the kids listen to you, Bear. You are the best thing on the radio!
Kent, we discuss a lot of serious subjects on this show. Sad things.
People killing people and babies starving and floods and for what? For nothing. For beer commercials and Tampax ads. MTV, a yacht in the ocean, a diamond earring, a racehorse. Well, I guess so. All I know is what I read in the papers. And that's a lot of talk. Barry, it's talk. Talk.
Ralph, tell me talk. Something. I'm curious. How do you dial a phone with a straitjacket on?
Barry, I don't know much about God, and I never was very religious, but you can't help feeling like something is wrong. Like, nobody's driving the train. The system. Because too many people are getting sick. And the traffic, it's just jamming up. And even the weather, not so good lately. And Barry, I don't get it, Barry. I just don't get it.
You don't get it, wimp! Here's what you get! You get a dollar
$1.59, you go down to the drugstore, buy yourself a pack of razor blades, and slash your wrist, pinhead!
Audio. Radio. 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 Audio. Radio.
Turn on. Tune in and drop out.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.